Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Keita Dodson with Pella Fiber joins us on today's program to provide an update about ongoing site surveys and construction related to the telecommunications utility, bringing high-speed internet, video services, and more to the city of Pella. Well, Keita, we had a chance to talk late spring kind of about the status of Pella Fiber. That was just before construction was starting, really. You're getting a lot of people maybe doing some marking of the streets and all that, but here we are now, and construction is in full force for the main lines of fiber. People, if you've driven through any portion of Pella, especially north of Washington Street, you've probably already seen it. First of all, before we talk about construction itself, let our listeners know kind of where we are with supporters and the community support you've been able to garner, because I think that's been a very interesting number to watch grow and was a really a key component of this entire project, was to get people on board. There's a lot of people excited for Pella Fiber.
I'm really excited, and we have a lot of the community that's also really excited. You know that this started in May of 2018 with 92% support. That has continued to show or prove to be true. We've got 2,582 pre-registrations, and 2,500 of those have indicated interest in internet service. So definitely support from the community. I would say to the citizens, if you haven't pre-registered, go ahead and go out to our website and fill out that pre-registration, pellafiber.com. And it doesn't commit you to service. It's just about getting the service line dropped to your house so that your house or your business can become fiber ready.
Well, and right now the streets of Pella are lined with crews that are getting fiber, or at least the conduit in the ground for the project, especially on the north side of town where people may have seen it. But there's already, the little flags out for the different utilities as far south as by Washington Street and Hazel Street and so on. Where are we right now as we talk about laying down the fiber for the city in terms of what's already kind of done and what the next steps are as we head into the latter part of the summer?
The fiber to the home system is roughly 30% complete for mainline construction. And you're right, we started in the north. So we talk about that in terms of zones. So we started in zones 7 and 8, and those are just about complete now. With mainline construction, that's that first phase. And then we're working our way into other zones. The citizens are seeing flags in their yard, and then they see some work done, and then there's another round of flags because it is just a process. We're still waiting for fiber to come in. So the conduit is placed in zone 7 and 8 for the main line. And the fiber, when it's delivered later, they'll come back through and pull that fiber through the conduit. After the main line is run, there are a few other steps before a customer becomes fiber ready. We've got to do a site survey. So those are individual appointments that will determine the route from the main line up to the house for the service line drop. And then starting on the 27th of July, the city staff began installing outside service drops. And we expect to complete about 400 service drops this year during the 2020 construction season, and the rest of them completed next year.
The other big component about this that people may not see or is as visible is they're going to have a new office for most of the telecom functions and utilities over by the current electric building on Truman Road. Where is that at?
Right over there on Truman Road, the city's in process of constructing a new facility that'll house the equipment and the staff, and it's slated to be completed by December 1st.
And now, I know we're kind of jumping around here, but you mentioned the outside service drops. A part of that, and the part of the reason why people have been signing up at the Pella Fiber Ready website, has been to get a site survey done for free and to have this drop done, to no cost to them, so to speak. How is that process going? And if people may have missed their site survey or haven't been able to quite get that done, what are those steps that they need to do to make sure that they're getting it scheduled, to make sure that they're getting the crews in, and make sure they have that opportunity to be ready to go when services really start roaring in early to middle of next year?
Great question. So if customers have not filled out their pre-registration, that is really the first step. Anybody that's pre-registered, when we're in their zone, we'll contact them to do a site survey. And we're contacting folks the way that they've asked. So phone, email, or text, however they indicated in their pre-registration. And then that site survey appointment is really important for someone to be home. We do have a few questions. We'll review the technician, our local Pella Fiber technicians, will review the designed placement of that service line drop from the main line. And their goal would be to install the housing or the box on the side of the house that eventually the drop will be terminated to. That all happens at that free site survey appointment and still doesn't commit a customer to taking service. It just helps us get the house ready, get your house ready to be able to take service when you do decide to.
Well, I know that some people who have signed up for the site survey may not get the service, but they may be selling their house. They may be renting. You know, the idea is not just to, that you have to be a customer. It's for future customers and to really prevent them from having to pay that fee later on in the process. So now is a good time to sign up.
Now is definitely a good time to sign up. After this construction is complete and we start connecting customers to service next year, there will be a point when that isn't free anymore to get a service line drop. You're right. We've talked to a lot of folks who are selling their homes, and they have worked with us to make sure that they get that home fiber ready because they know that's a benefit in selling their home. And we've talked to a lot of folks buying homes and want to make sure that they don't miss out. And there's still time. There's still time. So just give us a call and we'll work with you and with your realtor to make sure that that stuff is all communicated back and forth.
When we talk about signing up, we've talked a lot about the Fiber Ready website, PellaFiber.com. But the other portion is that if people may not want to do the website, I know you were at Thursdays in Pella quite a bit, but now there's opportunity still here at City Hall if people want to take advantage of this opportunity now.
That's a really important thing to talk about that I haven't mentioned yet. That drop registration process and the survey questions that we ask on the website is available on paper if someone's not comfortable filling it out. Or we've had several customers just come into the office. The customer service staff here is prepared to help. We've got a tablet where they can fill out the information for the customer. And that way they can get pre-registered. If you don't have a good internet connection at home now or just are not comfortable doing it on the website, please stop into City Hall and we can help you with that.
Once again, that was Keita Dodson with Pella Fiber. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.